This is 90.1 WABE. I'm Amy Kiley. Contributor Mara Davis and host emeritus Steve Goss bring you highlights of the weekend's concert calendar. It's time for Mara's Music Mix.
And I think we are ready to go again. Steve Goss, Mara Davis is in studio with this weekend's selections from Mara's Music Mix. More awesome live music this weekend, a lot going on.
So many bands, big festivals. Let's get started. Centennial Olympic Park. It is the Sweetwater 420 Festival. This has grown so much. And this year, this is kind of a jam band mecca. Some of the things that I think are cool are the Dirty Heads. They're a neat band out of California. Hip Abduction, also playing on Saturday. Widespread Panic.
They're playing on Sunday night, too.
That's right.
Yeah, there are four stages at this event. There's a food village. One of the stages is an EDM disco. And if you're a Ween fan, Ween is playing on Saturday afternoon for 2 hours. And then Widespread comes on from 7:30 to 11.
That's the Sweetwater 420 Festival at Centennial Olympic Park all weekend.
There's another festival going on this weekend. It's just one day only, and it's the Amplify Decatur Festival. I think started a year or two ago, and it's back, and it's got Lucinda Williams and others playing there.
I think the lineup this year is so exciting. Lucinda Williams, don't even get me started. She is one of the best songwriters of all time. I mean, for me, Car Wheels in a Gravel Road, that is like, you know, one of my top 10 albums.
She helped define alt country years ago. She was a pioneer in that genre.
Other artists that are playing, Noah Gunderson, mm-hmm. Oklahoma's John Moreland will be playing, and then my pals, the Packway Handle Band, will be there, and Kristen Englands will be there too. So it's going to be a big one. That's the Amplified Decatur Festival all day Saturday. Another show on Saturday that, Steve, I know I put this on the list because, you know, you and I, we watch Nashville, we follow country music, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw. I mean, come on. Like, the way, like, they do all the duets together, they've been together for so long. They're both the most beautiful people, seem like the nicest people. They sing beautifully. In a way,
you just want to slap them, don't you?
Well, you're like, what's wrong with these two? They're perfect. But they are back together. They haven't toured together. So and they just actually came out with a song. And it's called Speak to a Girl. That's how you talk to a woman.
That's how you speak to a girl. Their first joint album. Like you mentioned, they've been together like 20 years.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me they've never done an LP together. Soul to Soul Tour is the name of it.
That's Faith Hill and Tim McGraw Saturday night at Phillips Arena.
So if you have any energy or money left after this amazing weekend of music that we've been talking about, Ben Folds is Symphony Hall on Monday night. And this guy is just one of the, to me, his breadth of creativity is stunning. I just admire him so much. He's a singer, he's a songwriter, he's an actor, he's a writer, he's a humorist.
I kind of feel like he should be more famous because there are very few people who can get out just a guy and a piano and completely hold your attention. But now put him with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. I mean, that's why I had to make this show a highlight. I think that'll be a really special night.
Yeah, he's worked with a lot of interesting talent. You mentioned symphonies, but he's also worked with Weird Al and William Shatner. I mean, how's that for a stable of collaborators?
I mean, pretty incredible. I mean, I think you've really hit the big time when you're working with Weird Al. That's Ben Folds with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra at Symphony Hall on Monday night.
That was contributor Mara Davis and Steve Goss. This is 90.1 WABE.